Rich sat down at his desk and flipped the power switch on his Commodore 64. He opened one of his floppy disk cases and started shuffling through them, waiting for a game to jump out at him to play. He had hundreds of games he'd collected over the years, only a handful legitimately purchased. The rest copied from a network of friends and acquaintances. Gunship, The Last Ninja, Impossible Mission, Winter Games, Leaderboard Golf, Airborne Ranger, Raid on the Bungling Bay. He'd played them all a million times and wasn't really in the mood to play a million and one. He pushed the case of discs to the side and loaded his terminal program to mess around online for a while. It could be a challenge to find a decent bulletin board system after school that wasn't busy, but he tried anyway. After hitting nothing but busy signals for most of the more popular boards in the Milwaukee area, he was able to log on to a relatively new one, the Smuggler's Clan. He opened a message from the sysop, something about the board being offline next week, when he heard his mom walk through the front door.
"Richard, I'm home,"
she yelled from the top of the stairs. Rich grunted.
"Richard?"
"Yeah."
"I'm home."
"I know, I heard you." Rich checked his credits, over 350, and headed over to the wares page to see if anyone had uploaded anything decent.
"Did you get your hair cut?"
his mom yelled from the kitchen.
"Yeah." "What?"
"Yeah." Nothing new since the last time he'd logged on. What good were credits when there wasn't anything ever decent to use them on? If things didn't pick up soon, he'd have to go to Kohl's and actually buy a new game. He hopped over to the message board, but the term program hung before any of the threads loaded. He heard his mother groan from the kitchen.
"Richard, I need to use the phone! Come on, I'm in the middle of something!"
"What?
Now?"
"Yes, now! I need to call your grandma real quick before I start dinner!"
Rich sighed and disconnected the session. One of these days, he'd have to get his own phone line to retain his sanity. His parents barely ever used the phone, yet they had an uncanny knack for making their rare calls every time he was dialed into a BBS.